British government today announces a dramatic drop in the number of asylum seekers reaching Britain. The figure of 50,000 is about half the number of a year ago. It's been a year since France shut down a Red Cross refugee camp near the English Channel town of Calais. Thousands of illegal immigrants had used the camp as a means to get to Britain. France and Britain boast success, but aid workers paint a different picture. NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
All that remains of the Sangatte refugee camp is its concrete floor. You no longer see young men moving in small groups in the town of Sangatte or in Calais, just up the road. In response to British complaints, the French government is doing all it can to keep them away from the English Channel. France's interior minister said on TV recently that closing Sangatte had cut down the number of arrests of illegal immigrants in the area from a high of 100,000 a year.
Depuis que j'ai fermé Sangatte,
since I closed Sangatte, said Nicolas Sarkozy, the number of refugees in the Calais area has been divided by 10. Near the Calais City Hall, local charity workers distribute lunch from a worksite trailer in an empty lot. On this day, some 60 migrants have converged here from hideouts for miles around to eat sitting on the gravel in the cold. Handing out sandwiches, Jackie Verhagen says he believes there are just as many illegal immigrants as before, but he says some have moved to ports further north, even in Belgium, to escape the French police.
It's not by closing Sangatte a year ago that, boom, the immigrations will stop. There is still people coming every day because they just want to go to England.
One of them is Davoud, an Iranian engineering student. He's failed 10 times to stow away on trucks crossing the channel. While the French government closed Sangatte so migrants would stay away from Britain, Davoud says nothing could stop him.
Doesn't matter, because I have destination, you know, I have purpose in my life.
Britain is El Dorado for these migrants. The police there can't ask you for identity documents, and black market jobs are plentiful. Many migrants can get help from fellow expatriates already settled in Britain's multicultural society. Few want to apply for asylum here in France. The government's tough new approach makes that option even less attractive. The refugees say the police take them far off into the countryside and dump them without a map in an effort to break their will. Some complain of being tear gassed or beaten or having their campsites torched. Local officials deny that, but France is cracking down on those who remain here illegally, all while trying to make life easier for those who apply for asylum. A grader shifts sand in the port of Calais. Hidden behind one dune is the black hulk of a burnt-out ship.
Welcome to ship.
It is home now to a group of 20 Iranians. Some say they are here because of political persecution, but most, it seems, just want a better life in Britain. And all are ready to risk their lives to get there. This computer engineer eyes a cargo ship across the ice-cold port.
And in the night, I will to swim and go inside the ship. And tomorrow, I'm sure that this ship is going to England.
He wishes that Europe was more mindful of its own history.
We are like the people in the after World War II, when everybody in Europe were refugee.
European Union ministers are meeting in Brussels to try to harmonize their asylum policies. Amnesty International has attacked their plans, saying they will increase risks for legitimate asylum seekers. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Calais.